Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 7 and verses 1 to 9. Three visions. Part 1. I want to take an overview of these three visions. God is trying another tack with these people. He's rebuked them, he's challenged them, he's warned them and all the rest of it. And now comes three visions. The locusts, the fire, and the plumb line. Amos is quite clear. This is not something he's dreamed up. He hasn't sat down with a piece of paper, whatever it might be, and tried to draw up a plan and draw up a scheme and work an idea out. This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me, he says in verse 1. And he says the same in verse 4. This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. And again in verse 7. Amos is not inventing his way. He's not scheming his way. He's not devising a system. He's bringing to this people the revelation directly from God. This is what the prophets were. And the three visions, locusts, fire, and plumb line. Now, is Amos bringing these three visions in a metaphorical sense? Or is it a literal sense? In other words, are locusts and fire and so on going to devour this people, swarms of locusts and so on, and they'll strip the land clean? Now, it could well be that he is speaking of the pest of locust, but the meaning could also be metaphorical. Invasion by the Assyrians, captivity for Israel and so on. Now, whether it's literal or metaphorical, you get the same in the book of Joel and so on. The meaning is clear. Israel is doomed to disaster. Locust, fire, plumb line's going to measure them. And it's all repeated, and it's all reinforced, and it's all given reasons here. This is your sin. This is what's happening. Judgment is pending. It's coming. And God is warning Israel yet again by this means. How many times God has spoken to us today, my friend. I don't believe we have living prophets today, but we have the word of God with that prophecy. We know the day of judgment is coming. We know that Christ is coming back again. We know that he witnesses what goes on in the churches. We know that he calls churches to account. And churches and believers and unbelievers are facing this impending judgment. God is still warning the people. He's warning his people. He's warning his own people, first and foremost. Judgment, 1 Peter chapter 4, begins at the house of God. But he's still warning unbelievers, even using little discourses like this. I'm not a prophet. I'm just speaking on a prophet. But God is warning, God is inviting, God is pleading with sinners. Will they not repent and believe? Will they not turn? Will they not stop? Will they not call upon the name of the Lord? I say they, but I say you, my friend, if you're not a believer. And of course, he addresses believers. He addresses churches. We need to hear the word of God. He's used various ways of speaking to us. Christ came with parables. Paul used allegories. There's direct statement, there's argument, there's illustration. What more can God say to us, my friend? What other ways can there be found? God has spoken. The meanings are clear. The burden of the gospel is plain and patent. Oh, may we have ears to hear and not close our ears. Eyes that are open, not close them. Hearts that are warm and open and receptive to Christ, to God in his word and the gospel. May we learn from Israel's stubborn belligerence and utter captivity. May we learn and not repeat their mistake.